Roughly a little over 10 months ago, we began a journey through the Yom HaTalmud. That Yom HaTalmud, Baruch Hashem, includes a plethora of Masechtas. Some of you, Masechta Megillah and Masechta Erechin. Some of you, Masechta Brachas. Others, Masechta Sukkah, Chagiga, Makkos, and others, Beya, Zaita, and all of you, Masechta Baba Basra. Some of you have done a number of Dafim, the Iyun. Many of you have accomplished learning the Misgeret that the Mechina gave, in which you took Mechinas throughout large swaths of Masechta Baba Basra. And many of you have even accomplished the very difficult task of learning the entire Masechta. And this journey through the Yom HaTalmud of ours in Tovshin Ayin Tes, Tovshin Pei, has not been a very simple journey. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His infinite wisdom and His Hashgacha gave us a Nisoyen Achi Gadol. He sort of capsized the ship that's running through the Yom HaTalmud so smoothly and brought upon us right after Purim over these last couple of months a pandemic that certainly tried very greatly our ability to continue to steig and continue to master. And from my experience and what I've seen, the B'nai HaMechina has responded marvelously, marvelously. The Hasmoda and the Kinyan HaTorah, the Kinyan HaMasechta, Bein B'iyun, Bein B'vikiyas, I don't think it lost a beat, and I think if anything, that Torah Shalomadati Biaf, that all the Darshanim are talking about, the Torah that's learned Ba'af in a mood of Afal Pikein, it could be so well understood if that Torah was more ignored than before, when everything was well and everything was smooth, and we had an entire Chevra, a Beis Medrash that was full and overflowing. And we went through periods of isolation. Some of you are now back in the Beis Medrash, and many of you are there at home in your own Dalet Amos Dikka Beis Medrash, maybe in your bedroom, maybe in your dining room, maybe in your study, wherever it may be. But the steiging continues. Torah Shalomadati Biaf, Isha Omdoli, that's the Torah that Mamish has a mind like no other Torah. The MS is what the rest of the world finds as a source of disconnection for us has been perhaps a sharpening of connection, and a sharpening of awareness of our relationship with the Borei Olam and our Avodah in learning His Torah. And now we come to the final leg of the journey, to a glorious week that, of course, began before this week. The Olam's already been chazering, and to a certain extent for a period of time. But now we reach what is an institution of the Mechina. When the rest of the world comes to the end of Zman, there's a lexicon and language of winding down. Things slowly deteriorate and fall apart. But Baruch Hashem, by the Mechina, we know that the end of the Zman, it's mamish in the DNA of a Mechina Bacher that we wind up. And this week becomes a beautiful, beautiful opportunity of Ashrecha B'nei HaMechina, Ashrecha. This is that period. And I want to talk, of course, on the union of Chazorah. And I want to come back to a trusted source that we've been using the last few years. I used to say, for a Chazorah shmuz, different shmuzim, series of shmuzim, different years. The last few years, to me, the words of the Maral are so basic and so important that they demand Chazorah on a yearly basis. We go 500 years back, some 500 years back to the 16th century. The Maral, great legendary Maral Miprag, the master of Teiris Agadita and Teiris Ashkofe, his teaching, his vast writings 500 years ago are remain fresh and studied and analyzed by great Talmidei Chachomim for their depth and their breadth. Ad Hayom Hazeh, ad the present times. Molei Chidushim, Rav Moshe Shapiro Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, one of the great Gaonim of our time. Eloi Otzum, who was Nifter the past year or so, to him the major study. He was a guy in B'chol Chedrei HaTorah, but a Maral was his vehicle of expression and exposition. When we go back to the Maral, we go back to somewhere in the 1500s. He's in the Beis Medrash HaGodol of Prague. And he has in front of him Talmidei Chachomim and their Talmidim. And he has an issue. He's just praised these Talmidei Chachomim for the acquisition of Eishes Chayil Miyimtza. Eishes Chayil Miyimtza. Eishes Chayil Noch Meni Mefarshim is going on Torah. And it begins Eishes Chayil Miyimtza. Chayil is Begematria. Memches 48. Where can you find someone that has acquired the Memches Dvarim Shatayra Niknes that the Mishnah in Ovis speaks about? And yet, says the Maral, the Chachomim of Prague are Begeder Eishes Chayil Miyimtza, acquirers of the Memches Dvarim Shatayra Niknes Bahem. But today, on that day, in the Beis Medrash HaGodol in Prague, the Maral has an issue to bring up, an issue of where he sees a serious failure, even among these great Chachomim and their Talmidim. And he brings the sugya in Sanhedrin on Sarites Amid Aleph. He brings the sugya in Sanhedrin where the Gemara is going, when the pasuk in this past week's parsha, Kidvar Hashem Bozo, Ikares, a very stern pasuk, the word of God has been disgraced, the word of God has been humiliated, Ikares. And various Tanoim are coming to say pshat in what this Kidvar Hashem Bozo, with this horrible indictment, can cover. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Kol Alaymei Taira V'Eino Chayzer Oleha. Anyone who learns Taira but doesn't do Chazor on that Taira he learned, Daima Liadam, is similar to a person Shezoreya V'Eino Kaitzer, who seeds a field and then when it comes time to harvest the bounteous beautiful crop, he's nowhere to be found. to harvest it. He's abandoned the field. This Chazal is a fascinating Chazal. We're talking about a person that seems to be an expression of ultimate foolishness. A person who spent much money, energy, efforts, plowing a field, feeding it, nurturing it, being able to see a beautiful crop grow in that field. And now there's one thing left, and that's to harvest it. But he's already moved on to other fields. He's already moved on to other endeavors. And he's busy planting and nurturing them. And he ignores this bounteous crop, ignores it to the wild animals of the field and to the birds of prey to swoop down and take it on their own. What a foolish person. And kol alaymei teira v'yena chayzer aleha, daima li'odom shazareya v'yena kaitzer. And it's important to hear the lashon of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is not talking about a batlan. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is not talking about somebody who learned a mesechta, never paying much attention to it, doesn't know pshat in the sugya, doesn't understand this Gemara or that Gemara, in and out of the Masechta. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about kol alaymeit tayr. He's talking about someone who learned it, who learned it seriously, just like our gentleman farmer, who was the Zoreya. He was a laymeit. He learned the Masechta, and he worked on it, and he came to understand all of the Gemaras. And you and I know that's no easy accomplishment and no automatic accomplishment. You can learn and not understand. You can learn and be confused. You can learn and you can miss the point, but our Lomeid has learned and he knows his Masechta. He's had Pilpul Chaveirim and he's learned the Gemara again and again. We're not talking about a laymeit that learned it one time. We're talking about a one who was a laymeit, who clinched it, who knows it, who understands it, who you can go over and be mafapu with him in the Masechta. He knows pshat. But our laymeit, just like our Zoreya, v'yena kaitzer, upon finishing the Masechta, has moved on to other areas, new areas, untouched areas, to learn them. And what he has just learned and is just finished, he leaves behind without that chazorah. Kol alaymei teira, v'yena chayzer, is daime la'odim shezoreya v'yena kaitzer. And the Maral then explains, there are two issues where we abandon chazorah and we are zoreya v'yena, we are daime mamish to the Zoreya v'yena kaitzer. One of those issues is very apparent and understood by all of us. Another one is Maralian in scope and depth. But we want to cover both. And we want to give over the words. I know that one of the yesaitis for a speaker, for a darshan, is not to read from a sefer, but to say bal peh. But these words that are Maral are too rich. They're too rich. They're too broad. They're too beautiful and poetic. They have to be read inside. V'chazoras ha'limud hu hakol. He's addressing his island. Chazoras ha'limud hu hakol. That's everything. V'hovro, and the opposite, the abandonment of chazora, hu siluk ha'tayra. It's the removal of tayra. The Adorazen, this generation, he says, a stinging indictment to those Talmidei Chachomim sitting in the island before him. The Adorazen ain chafetzim shalei torsa ha'tayra mi'itam. They don't seem to be bothered. They don't seem to want that the Torah shouldn't flee from them. The ain margilin Talmideim. And they don't train their Talmidim, lagzer alimudim, to chazer properly. How could anyone think that anything is going to remain by them? Ki af im chayzer alav. Truth be told, don't we all know? Ki af im chayzer alav. Even if you do chazer on it. The characteristic of Torah, Torah is God's word, Torah is God's kedusha, Torah v'yaraisa chadu. Is it so pashit? Ki divrei Torah l'richak shalohem min ha'adam. Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah is not American history. It's not English literature. It's not even physics and advanced calculus. It's the word of God. It's the word of God. Hari amarnu ki divrei Torah. It's so easy to lose it. Referring the stomach to the Gemara in Chagiga. Divrei Torah, Koshal Liknaisan, Kechli Chesef, Klizov. Divrei Torah are difficult to make a firm kinyan, mamish like acquiring the most expensive golden and silver kalim. But it is simple enough to lose them. Is like glassware. They're fragile. You're a human being. The Torah is the word of God. Torah Sheba'al Peh is the word of God transmitted through his Chacham and the Chachmei HaTorah, the Chachmei HaShas. It's Koshel Ignaison. But it's not the pshat that once you were kind, you can rest on your laurels. I learned the Masechta. I finished the Masechta. I aced the weekly Bechinas. I did extremely well on the Prokim Bechinas. I'm safe and sound. I've got it. I've got it. By golly, I've got it. Divrei Torah Koshel et Naisan. Kechli Chasev Uchli Zor. V'noyach La'abdin Kechli Sechusis. V'yein Tzorek Raya. That with this, that they don't chazer on their learning, the Torah is removed from them completely. You don't chazer the Masechta that you learned this year and see how well you remember it 3 years hence. Boy, did you learn it well. Boy, were you limed. Boy, did you do well. Boy, do you understand every Masechta? Try not learning it for 3 years. I'm just arbitrarily making up three. It's probably less than that. And see what happens. See how well you remember it. Says the Maral, Shezeh Nimtza Harbe. Yain Tzor Agraya. You don't need a Raya, Shebemeshein Chayshem Alimudom, Tistalik Atayra Ligamre. Shezeh Nimtza Harbe B'Talmud. You have all kinds of cases in Shas. Different Tanoim, different Amoroyim. How much these giants, they were mamish chayzer alimudom constantly with a great amount of times. The zehoye kol imudom, their ikar limud was the chazara. Hakol kidei shetei atayra ima adam. Shebazeh yitru bal atayra. Loi zulazen, not without it. Vuhu ayosid, it's the peg. Shakol Tolibo, that everything depends on it. Everything depends on that Chazara. So the Maral is explained to us. Number one, Mishkan, not a Chiddush Gadol. How can you go without Chazara? To go without Chazara is to bring nothing more than Shikachas HaTorah front and center. It's fascinating. How many Rashis there are in Shas? I saw in one Sefer, bringing all the Rashis in Shas, where Rashi winds up learning Pshat in the Gemara, when it's talking about Torah, Talmidei Chachomim, that it's referring to Chazara. Nochamol and Nochamol and Nochamol in Rashi. Chazara, Chazara, Chazara. That's Rashi's theme throughout Shas. Because without Chazara, how can we remember? The Torah becomes forgotten from us. We're like the Zoreya Soda, the Eino Kaitzer. And he says, Ki zen nikra dvar Hashem boza. This is called dvar Hashem boza. B'meshe melame that he learns, lume, v'yeno chayzer alimudo tomit. Shedoyme, says the Maral, l'zoreya v'yeno kaitzer. Rak meiniach sham, what foolishness, what idiocy, and what disgrace. Meiniach sham azera to leave in the field. The seed that he planted, spent money on, Kayach nurtured. Hazera belichluch ubizoyin ha'ofer minu adama. Umeinichol liyifes ha'shamayim lechol. She'ein lecha bizoyin kamayu. You have nothing like it. Bizoyin. And kamo kein ha'loimid v'yein ha'chayzer al tamudai. Meinichol bibizoyin v'yayser. She'mevaza isa v'yein ha'makbid. On what is going to be the automatic result? Al shetistale, the Torah is going to depart. V'teilach lali even go, we even lost. But then the morale does a step further, and the morale says a chiddush nifla. Chiddush nifla that should be such a chizuk for chazara. Not just a question of bizoyin atayra. It's not just a question of forgetting whatever you learned and spent so much time on nurturing. And getting clear, and then it's all lost. A few years down the road, it's just a memory, maybe a fond memory, but a memory that stings and hurts because you don't remember the Gemara. It's not there. That's one point in our Zoreya V'yena Kaitzer, our Loimed V'yena Chayzer. But he says there's an additional idea in Loimed V'yena Chayzer al Talmudo, being Daima Kemisha Zoreya V'yena Kaitzer. He says, Zaria, the seeding of the plant, is in the physical dirt. Where do you plant the seeds? In the dirt. And as long as the seeds and the subsequent beautiful plant, as long as it remains in the ground, kol ha-mechuber lekarka, kekarkedom. Whatever's attached to the ground has a din like the ground itself. It's still the beautiful plants, rows and rows of stalks of grain, shimmering in the midday sun, beautiful like gold on the ground, valuable and worthwhile. But if you leave it there, and you don't harvest it, and you don't bring it into your silo, kol ha-mechuber lekarka kekarkedomi, the diuk of Zoraya, the mashal of Zoraya v'yena kaitzer is incredibly meductic, time is the maral. It's telling me that as long as you're Zoraya v'yena kaitzer, it's still part of the adoma, kol ha-mechuber lekarka kekarkedomi, it only gets its own independent identity, it only becomes itself when it's tolish. Not as long as it's mechuber lekarka, it's kekarka. There's the morale. There's a reason why Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is picking this mashal to the lomed v'yena chayzer. Because even when you learn, and you learn beautifully, and you learn well, and you know your mesechta, you've learned, you're a lomed. But when you learn, you are, your personage is a physical human being. And you're learning even when having learned it well. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is drawing us a picture in the Dimyon to the Zoraya V'yena Kaitzer, that Torah and that Chochmah, that Seichel, that Dvar Sichli is part of your guf and not separate from your guf. And Memela, it carries the weaknesses of the flesh. The weaknesses of the guf, the weaknesses in midos, the weaknesses in seichel that are entailed in being a chumri. Kol ha-mechuber lekarka kekarka domi. As long as the Torah I learn is mechuber to the guf, it's keguf domi. It hasn't yet reached its fullness, and we haven't reached its full understanding because of full understanding. Hashem, how can you and I, physical beings, really understand, really know what we're talking about in something that's so halig, that's so kaddish, as Tyrus Hashem? How do we think it's possible? Says the Maral, that's Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha's deeper meaning. Kol azayreya v'yena kai, kol achayzer v'yena loimei. The Torah hasn't been liberated yet to be the real Dvar Hashem that you think like the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to think in his Halakha Torah. that you understand it to the level you can understand it. It's not enough to be a lineman. You have to be a chaser. You have to be someone that chases, not just to prevent it from being forgotten, as important as a goal as that is, but to make it the Dvar Hashem within you. L'may nafgemina? L'may nafgemina? The clarity, the beauty, the full engagement, the full appreciation of the Halakhite, of the Kedusha, of the Giluyim that lie within every word of Torah, every omit of Gemara. As long as you're an Eino Chayzer, Kol HaMechuber LeKarka KeKarka Domi, Kol HaMechuber LeGuf KeGuf Domi, it doesn't get that enlightenment. It doesn't get that Kedusha. And the Maral finishes off. If you and I would pay attention to this concept, we would run without becoming weary. We would go without becoming tired. Lirdov to pursue. Acha chazoris talmudom yaiser v'yaiser. After the chazorah of learning more and more and more, it can't be any extremity when it comes to that pursuit, that liberating pursuit of chazorah that brings the Torah to a whole different level. Frees it from the tying in to the weakness of the guf, liberates it to the clarity of the sichli and the shoma, and makes it eternal. And perhaps, says the Maral, that's the pshat in the Gemara in Baba Basra. Maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara that many of you learned on Daf Yud, Amid Beis in Baba Basra, where the Gemara talks about Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that he became sick, he fainted, and he traveled to the other world, went up L'Shamayim, and then was allowed to return. And when his father of Yeshua ben Korcha asked him, what did you see in heaven? What did you see in those moments that you were there? So among what he said, he told him that he heard that they said, Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'talmudai biyodai. Fortunate is the one that comes to this olam ha'emes and his Talmud is mamish biyodo. It's there in his hands. It's out in the open. He's proud of it. He wants to show it off. He knows it inside out. Ashrei mi shebo lekan, the Talmud biyodo. And they also say, Haruge Malchus, I heard them saying, those who were martyrs to the Roman government and are killed on their decrees because they're Al-Kiddush Hashem, Ayin Shom in the Mice with the Haruge Lud, Al-Kiddush Hashem. Ein Adam Yochol Lamo B'Mechit Sosan. No one is able to stand in their partition in Olam Habo. They're separate. We would think when we learn that Gemara that these are two disparate, separate Dvarim. I heard about Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'talmud biyodai. I heard about the Haruge Malchus, that no one can be in their place. Says the Maral, no. Those two Gemaras and Chazalin are totally related. Because the Haruge Malchus, what's the pshat? They were Meiser Nefesh. They gave up their guf. They gave up their Chayei Olam Hazeh. They gave up their connection to this world that's so important to humankind. They gave it up. And they gave it up L'man Kiddush Hashem. And in doing that, they showed that they're not really Gashmi, that they were liberated from the pool of the Adam and the Adama, the Guf. They were Neshama Dika Yidden. They could live Al Kiddush Hashem. And when they come to Olam Haba, they don't have to shake off the bonds of the Guf. They don't have to somehow get away from the bonds of the Guf. They've been liberated already in Olam Hazeh. They died L'man Kiddush Hashem. Says the Maral, that's the pshat also And Ashrei Mishabo Lekan V'Talmudoi B'Yodai. Talmudu B'Yodo is the Pshat Erchazit. Nochamol and Nochamol and Nochamol. He chazit. And Memela, he freed himself from the bonds of the Guf while he was alive. It was a Seichel Elokai. He was in the Shoma Dika Yid. That's what you become in your when you're chazering and you're holding and chazor through a lifetime, nochamol v'nochamol. That's the greatness of chazor. And memela, that's the ashrei misha bo lekan v'talmudu b'yodom. And that's the connection to the one who dies, al kiddush Hashem. They're both different than the rest of the world. The rest of the world are connected with the guf, connected to the world. That's where they're comfortable. These two groups, the Ashrei Misha Bo Lekan V'Talmudu B'Yodai, and the one who died, Al Kiddush Hashem, they had already liberated their goof in this world. They were in the Shoma Dika Yidden. That's the difference. That's our Maral. That's the indictment of the Maral. And we should know that that has been the way of Gedolei Yisrael throughout the generations. Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, from the great Goinim of the 20th century, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal Rav Ruderman, would talk on Rav Chatzkel Abramsky with a tremendous emo, the Mechaber of the Chazon Yecheskel, multi-volumes on Tosefta. Chazon Yecheskel would say, you think that Gedolei Yisrael grow and become Gedolim because of their tremendous Kishrin, or maybe because of their tremendous Hasmada. And he says it's certainly true. They are Mukhsharim, and they are Masmidim, but it's not because of that that they became great. It was because of Dover Echad V'Yochad, one solitary thing, that they became the great people they became. And that was Kiyem Chazru V'Chazru V'Chazru. They constantly were holding in Chazara. The Chazara is what changes the Divrei Torah to Mechudodim B'Ficha. And then it becomes Mechudod B'Lev. And the Odin himself becomes Mechudod sharpened by Torah. And that's how a Godel is Matzliach. And it grows further. Grows further and further. In the Sefer Megnucho V'Kedusha to Reb Isser Miponovich, who was from the Gedolei Talmidei of Reb Chaim Volozhin, he writes the famous dover that we heard before, I'm sure, that the Gaon, there were many, many, many Talmidim that wanted to join the Gaon select group, the Gros select group, to be from his Talmidim. But he had a bechina that he gave. And it was a very fascinating bechina. There may have been other facets also, but the first step in the bechina is he would give the Talmud, the potential Talmud, an omid of Gemara to learn. And he would sit him, have him sit down in his base medrash, and he would leave him there for hour after hour after hour. The hours mounted up. And the Gaon would notice every so often, take a look. Is the Cheshek growing with every passing hour? Is he being throwing himself into that same Torah? It's the same Torah. These were anybody that wanted to be by the Gros Beis Medrash was certainly a Baal Kishrin. You give him an Amud of Gemara. No, 30 minutes. I've got it down pat. By the end of 2 hours, I know it in my sleep. What about by the end of 4 hours and the end of 6 hours? The end of 7 hours. And the Gaon would constantly be looking every so often to see if the geschmack and the enjoyment, the exhilaration would be growing hour after hour. Then he knew he's mastered the yesod of Chazara. He knows how geschmack it is. He's ready to be a potential Talmud. And we all know the story with Reb Chaim Volozhin. You know the story with Reb Chaim Volozhin, that when he came in front before the Groa as a youngster, a teenager of 19 years old, and the Groa gave him a bechin, and the girl was very satisfied to have him as a Talmud. He was an Iliotzim, a Masmen Achigodu, with an ironclad Zikaron. But he said to the girl, you know, I'm 19 years old, I've chazered Seder Moyed 14 times, but it's still not clear and sharp by me the way I would like it to be. How many times do I have to learn it that it should be clear? And the girl answered him, Bitmiya, 14 times? You what? That it should be clear by you? He said, Reb Chaim, so if it's not, then how many times? 101? And the guy answered him, Ein lo hadover shir klal, there is no measurement. Kol yemei chayecha, b'amud v'hachzer koi, all the days of your life, you should be b'amud v'hachzer, constantly, constantly, always. You know, Maron Rav Shach, from our generation, lived into the 21st century. Maron Rav Shach Zatzal, once a bocher came to him, a little bit upset. Bocher came to him that he's changing yeshivas, was looking forward to this change, but now he finds out that the new yeshiva is learning the same thing as he learned in the last yeshiva. He's going to have to learn it again. He doesn't know what to do. He's so upset. And Maron Rav Shach looks at him as a Martian come down to Earth from outer space. Yeah. He says, I don't know your problem. He says, I've learned, say this was later in the life of Rav Shach, I've learned Gan Seder Noshim and Gan Seder Nezikin 260 times. And I can't wait to learn it again. And you, because you learned it already in one place, are restless. How are you ever going to learn it again in the next place? You already learned it once. Rav Shach spoke out to his Talmidim that the minig when he was a bocher is after you learned the Masechta, you chazered it at least 6 to 8 times. But Rav Shach said he himself was very makbid on Chazara. He would always chazer any Masechta he finished after he finished it 18 times. Kachavi. I speak out to you often at this time with the Maisa, with Ramesha Feinstein. Also from our door from the last half of the 20th century. He was an old man. He was an old man and he was called over his house bocher. This was after his Rebbetzin had been nifteris. He had a house bocher living with him. And he told him to go to the bakery and buy a special roll, a special type of roll. I don't know exactly what type, but something special. And when the bocher like showed a sign of amazement, this was not Ramosha's style. He would eat whatever he had. Ramosha explained that today's a special day because today he's finished Masechta Yevamos for the 1,000th time. And I always say to you that my hishtaimimus on the Maisa, I mean, I'm the shtaimim, I don't know how you do your vomis 1,000 times in one lifetime. I don't know. Okay, but hey, this is Ramesha. Okay, it's not me, it's Ramesha. So good. He finished your vomis 1,000 times. But what I find fascinating is that he actually knew it was the 1,000th time. He actually knew. You know, you would have imagined this somewhere like time 446, right? He already started losing count. But Ramesha obviously kept count. Why did he keep count? Because Chazara is what it's all about. Ashrei Misha Bolikan v'Talmud Biyodu. He treasured it. In your Gemara is that you're finishing in Tov Shin Pei. You should have a place on the back page where you can mark off the times of Chazara. And hopefully, you know, when you're middle-aged, in your 50s, you'll be able to reach 100, 200, 101. And that was Chazar, that was, yeah, our Gedolim. No. I'm expected to say over the Maisa. So I'll say it over. say it every year just about, the Maisa with Reb Avram, with Reb Eliezer Yosef Lederberg. Reb Eliezer Yosef Lederberg was a Yid, a Mea Sha'arim Dika Yid, a Yerushalayim Dika Yid. And Reb Eliezer Yosef was a Talmud Chacham, but he had no position. He was like many Mea Sha'arim Diks who wasn't a Talmud Chacham. He was a Talmud Chacham. He had a stationery store, sold papers and writing implements in Shar Yafo. And that's how he was living. That was his parnasa. A fine Ben Tayre, Talmud Chacham, businessman. And slowly he realized he was losing his eyesight. He went to the top ophthalmologist in those days in Yerushalayim. The ophthalmologist checked him very, very, very carefully and then told him this sad psak, you're going blind. And the only thing that's going to save you is a very difficult, complex surgery of the eye that may or may not be successful. And he came home crestfallen, forlorn. He said to his family, what's going to be? Tyra, Limara Tyra, if I lose my sight, what's my connection? What's my shaykhis? How do I live? Ki heim chayeinu. He went back to the office of the doctor the next day and had a discussion. And he came out of that office a little bit more content. He realized that he had 6 months that he could wait for the surgery before he had to worry about the terrible results of being blind. And he sat himself down in the Beis HaMedrash, let somebody else run the business. And he sat down and he learned day in and day out, night in and night out. And at the end of the 6 months, he appeared for his surgery by the ophthalmologist. The surgery was done, his eyes totally bandaged, and they'd have to remain bandaged for a few weeks before they'd be able to see if the results were successful or not. But he comes from the hospital when he's released, content, happy. And the family doesn't understand. He was so upset when he found out what's going to be with his Tyra. Shouldn't he be a nervous wreck now? Maybe the operation will work, maybe it won't work. He says, no. That I went back to the doctor's office that second day to find out how much time I had before I'd have to have the surgery. And he told me I had 6 months. And once I knew I had 6 months, I sat myself down with the Masechta Beya and the Masechta Rosh Hashanah. And I learned it, and I learned it, and I learned it, and I chazered it. And by the end of the 6 months, I mamish had the Masechta Baal Peh, Gemara Rashi, Baal Peh, every sugya, every dover. So I know that whatever the result is going to be, halvai, it should be successful. Halvai, I continue learning other areas of Shas. But I know that I have Rosh Hashanah in Beya. I know I have something that b'dibarto bom, b'halakta b'dibarto, in all the, wherever I go, I have a b'dibarto bom. I have that Torah. And Taka, after a few weeks, the bandages were removed. Baruch Hashem, our Rebbe Lazar Yosef was able to see, was able to continue learning in other areas as well. But he always kept a starke seder in chazering Beya and Rosh Hashanah. And on the matseva of our Rabbi Eliezer Yosef, it reads, V'lomad v'chozer bal peh. Our Rabbi Eliezer Yosef, who's lying here on Har Menuches. By the way, we say all the time, you can visit his kever. I've been by his kever and I have pictures from Talmidim that sent me from his kever. He's there in Har Menuches, right near the Chalukah of the Belzer Rebbe, not so far away. And there's a big sign leading you to that kever. Why? Because there on the Matseva, Lomad v'chazer bal peh, l'maylam me'arbolis alofim pam, more than 4,000 times, Mesechta Beya and Rosh Hashanah. It was Nifter in this week in Chodesh Sivan in 1954, Tovshin Yudalit. That's what it says. And there's a postscript on that Matseva. And the postscript says, Ubitzavosu Kosa, in his will he wrote, his children, quote this, maybe it's Kedai to engrave on my Matseva that I did 4,000 times, Rosh Hashanah and Beya. Maybe someone will read it and he'll be Mekabel in himself to do something similar. And there's a postscript, not just on the Matseva, but to the story itself. There was a family in Yerushalayim, Choshev, a Tairidika family. And one of their children, teenager who had been learning, was swept away by less than good friends, bad friends, and was leaving really the world of Taira and of Mitzvahs. And after a period of time, he all of a sudden came back, renewed and refreshed his allegiance to Taira. And today he's a Choshev Marbitz Taira in Yerushalayim. And the family asked him, what brought you back? You were teetering and tottering. What brought you back? He said, one day when I was on a low, there's nothing like walking through a cemetery, I guess, when you're depressed. And he was walking among the graves in Har Menuchos. And his eye is all of a sudden caught as he passes by this particular grave. And he sees that the person buried there learned 4,000 times Masechta Bei and Rosh Hashanah. And it doesn't say anything on the Matseva about him being one of the Ge'enei Adar, one of the Gedei Le'ilam. He was a shopkeeper. But Taga learned Taira. And yet, 4,000 times. Who am I? How many times have I learned Bei and Rosh Hashanah? I'm ready to just walk away from it all. How can I do that? You know, first let me learn 4,000 times Bei and Rosh Hashanah, and then we'll make decisions. Yeah, this is the Matseva of Rabbi Eliezer Yosef Lederberg, the glory of Chazara. We always talk at this point in time, the Hadron Aloch of the Masechta that you and I finished in Tovshin Pei. Hadron Aloch, we say, you say something very interesting. Maybe some of you during this year finished a novel or a nonfiction book. Maybe some of you finished a whole advanced calculus book, American history book, English literature book. One thing I'm zicher, that when you finished it, you didn't say anything like the Hadron Aloch that we say when we finish a Masechta. Hadron Aloch, it's personal, gentlemen. It's personal. There's nothing personal about your mission. It's not like I identify with my advanced calculus book. I'm going to help my. There are good therapists in the world, but you know, whatever. I hope not. But when we finish Shas, we become very, very personal. Hadron Aloch, v'hadron chalon. We're going to return to you. You're going to return to us. We just finished you. But don't think that that means we're finished. We're going to return to you. You're going to return to us. Daitan Allah v'daitan chalon. Our mind is on you. Our intimacy. Yediyah is intimate. Our intimacy is on you, our das, and you with us. And most importantly of all, oh, we will never forget you. You should never forget us. The hafla of a fella, dika loshen. It's a loshen of kenei chachava. It's the scepter that you're about to sit down with and go from Beis Omeralu to the end of the scepter. As one word has a chazor that will be it's kenei chachava. You're acquiring a friend. But a friend that's going to be with you forever. The day comes in this world that's ephemeral and passing and transitory, be it 80 years, be it 100 years, how many years? they carry you to your grave, and your friends and your mishpach and your relatives bury. And then, of course, even the dearest and lovingest of the friends and family have to turn their back and leave. And you're left alone. Alone. Terribly alone. But not if you have a mesechta. That mesechta is different. That mesechta comes to keep you warm. That mesechta comes to keep you company. That mesechta does not abandon you. And the MS is, it's not just the words in our mesechta. It's a beferish and mishnah in Avos, Rabbi Yaisi ben Kisma. V'layay, elisha b'shas p'tirasa shel adam. At the time of his death, happens to all of us. Ein alavim lo liadam. Lo kesev v'lay zah v'lay avonim taivis. They don't fill up your grave with gold and silver and beautiful diamonds. Ah, gishmak, am I going to have a good time in that grave with all my money that I acquired and all my silver and gold and diamonds? Ah, I'm not even going to miss this world. Now they don't bury it with you. It wouldn't help if they did. Ela, Teiru umasim teivim bovat. There's only Teiru. Shenemar, bisalechacha. We say this in every siyum. Bisalechacha tanka osach. In your going, you will be accompanied. And when you awaken, he to sichecha. What do those three parts of the pasuk mean? Says Rabbi Yaisi ben Kisma in Perek Vav Mishnah Tes in Avos. It's your friend. It'll be with you wherever you go in this world. When you go to sleep of death. Tishmar Olechu, it will protect you, but kever in the grave. It will be there to keep you warm and to keep you secure, to keep you confident. Bahakitseisa, when you awaken, he tisichech, it'll be your conversation. La'ilam abo. Azara. Kolalayim v'yeyna chayz. Kizareya v'yeyna kaitz. You know, gentlemen, David HaMelech, the Gemara in the end of Brachas. I'm getting almost finishing. David HaMelech, in his old age, his begodim couldn't keep him warm. Samach Beis Amid Beis in Masech the Brachas. And the reason, the Gemara says, is kol ha-mevazes ha-begodim. If you're mevazeh begodim, and David tore the edge of the beged of Shaul, he was mevazeh begodim. Kol ha-mevazes ha-begodim, sof einu nene mehem. In the end, he has no pleasure from them. And the Balei Musa bring, Talmidei Reb Yisrael Salanter, Reb Itzel, that idea is true equally by ruchnius, by spirituality. If you're a mezalzel beruchnius, what's a mezalzel beruchnius? What's a mevazeh beruchnius? Reb Yeshua ben Karcha tells us in Sanhedrin, ki dvar Hashem boza. Someone who learns Torah and doesn't chazer. He has nothing. And a whole lifetime, you let the learning get away. What you learned 2 years ago is a memory, but just a memory, but not a memory that you learned it, but nothing more. And so it is. So it is, can be a lifetime if one doesn't chazer. It's mevaze es hachazara. It's a mevaze es hatayra. And when you want it, when you need it so much, the warmth, the security, all is cold and freezing. It's like David HaMelech, mevaze es habegodim. This week is to see, are you a meyaker tayra? Do you have a preciousness for tayra? And then, gentlemen, maybe youngsters, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, the beginning of your lives, in some way, the smach bocher b'yaldusecha of your lives. But there will come a time, be'ezus Hashem, where you'll be in your middle 80s, be'ezus Hashem, and you'll be walking on your cane, and your mesechta from Tov Shin Pei will be there to warm you. And there's a well-known story, that took place with three Gedolei Olam contemporaries, all Talmidim of Slobodka, of Avram Yitzchak Cook, of Moshe Mordechai Epstein, of Isser Zalman Meltzer, famous names in the annals of 20th century Torah. They were meeting. They happened to come together on vacation in Chodesh Av in a hotel in Tel Aviv. What did they do on their vacation? They were already old men. They couldn't go surfing. They, you know, certainly couldn't do sky gliding. And so what did they do for thrills? 85-year-olds. What are they supposed to do on vacation? They all had learned together, as we said, in Slobodka. And they turned to each other on the bench outside the hotel and they said, no, let's do something exciting. Let's each one of us pick one mesechta and do it bal peh in front of the other two. And let's see if we can catch you on any mistake you make. And Rav Kook did Mesechta Shabbos. And Rav Isser Zalman did Mesechta Yevamos. Moshe Mordechai did a third large Mesechta. They have phenomenal memories. No question about it. Yes, but all men, all the same, on a bench, they kept warm, cozy. When young, they had been miyaka. They had chazir and chazir and chazir. And when they were old, that same Torah continued to be with them, keep them warm here in this world, again in the kever, and in the lo'osid lovo of the Olam Habo as well. Gentlemen, this is the opportunity in front of us. It's a lifetime opportunity, but it's an incredible opportunity. It's important for you to keep up your momentum. It's important to learn and to learn and to learn this week. Not to allow what happens sometimes during the year. You learn, you stop, you learn, you stop. Doesn't have the same momentum. There's the yesod that we talk about, the yesod of momentum. And I also want to remind you that hopefully this will be a week of tremendous aliyah. But it's not like the Yetzer Hara goes to sleep for the week. There can be aliyahs and there can be yeridas. Don't be scared and don't let yourself become paralyzed by those yeridas. Get up, wipe yourself off, and continue onwards. Onwards, weiter and weiter. This skill, this enjoyment, this pleasure that you're participating in this week should just be an enjoyment that continues throughout life. The chazer, the chazer, the chazer. And maybe at the end, we just finish with one maisa from the Medrash Tanchuma. The maisa of the Chosid Echad who lived in a town in a house on the outskirts, and came time and he died. And there was no one there, no one there even to notice. And all of a sudden, an unfamiliar woman came to town and she started crying, shrieking, gathered people around her in her mourning about this Chosid Echad who was so loyal to her and kept her so well and was so beloved to him and how chashiv he was. And they all gather, all the women and the Chevra Kadisha come and do a tahara, bikdusha v'chashivis, after all what this woman has described, and he has a chashiv levaya. And they ask this woman what her name is. She says, my name is Chagiga. And after the Chosid Echad is buried, she disappears. And the Medrash Tanchuma understood that wasn't really a person. It was Mesechta Chagiga that came down for someone who loved it, someone who treasured it, someone who learned it again and again and again and again throughout a lifetime. Chagiga, apparently those days, was a little bit of a not so much learned Masechta, a rather ignored Masechta. The Iker learning was in Nezikin and Noshim. And this Chassid Echad cherished it and beautified it and learned it Nochamol and Nochamol and Nochamol. And Masechta Chagiga came down to take care of him and give him his last honors. Halvai, our Masechta of Tavshin Pei should be our Masechta of Tavshin Sadi and Viter and Viter. Ad be as Gael Tzedek b'meir of Yomeinu and Ad our Yom Machrainim on earth. And we should be able to take it with us on all eternity and all the future that's before us. It should be what keeps us warm, what keeps us refreshed. It's all in our hands to do and to accomplish. Ashreichem b'nei ha-mechina, ashreichem.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.